Nobody tells high performers what to do when life doesn't get better for months, you know, to stay sane and all. And when shit is hard for a very, very long fucking time, it's like people jump straight into some motivational bullshit mode, completely gaslighting how you really feel and how hard things get. Or just spew out ideas for what you should most definitely do, like you need ideas, or get stressed out, so you have to take on the role of reassuring them on top of all your own shit. You see, so many of us just get into this mode of tunnel vision focus, right? Get shit done, figure shit out, do all the fucking things we can possibly think of to get us out and to get us ahead. And that's fine and all for a very short time. When almost always, when you're truly facing a crisis and not just a temporary inconvenience, this tunnel vision hurts you more than it helps. Okay? You get so fucking stuck in solving a problem that you get yourself stuck in it. And the only possible outcome will simply be a fix. I know you don't want to believe that. Like, you know, you're the top 5% that outperforms any fucking one, okay? That's not the issue here. I know you can push yourself for months and years, okay? But that will never get you the most powerful outcome. Never. Crisis mode never ever gives you what you truly want. Crisis mode turns creators into fixers. And fixers live in reaction, not creation. I mean, you know this. And the same applies for your business and for your life. It's like a few years back, my family life exploded into a long-term crisis. And I mean long-term, not some cute temporary chaos. I refused to give up the gym. I refused to give up trail running, the mountains. And what's most important, I refuse to give up always planning something big. Right now, it's Corsica, GR20 in June. 14 days across the island. I'm so looking forward to it. They say it's the toughest trail in Europe. I don't know about that. But I've managed to add all possible detours to the plan. All major summits on the way. We'll just see how it goes. And I have more in the works. I always have more in the works here in Iceland and in the Swiss Alps. Because when life is in your fucking face, you don't shrink your world. You expand it. You don't wait until things calm down. You build something that requires you to rise. There are three things that you absolutely need to do. And you don't have to do them right. You just fucking do them, okay? You do more of what makes you feel accomplished as fuck. Okay? You do more of what makes you go, fuck yeah, on the inside. You do more of what makes you feel powerful. You get it? This is like non-negotiable. And then you aim higher, you aim bigger, you aim bolder for whatever situation you're in. Not fixing or solving. You want better than before everything turned to shit. You want your real dreams created from this chaos you're in, but you can't do that unless you do more of what makes you feel accomplished as fuck. You do more of what makes you go, fuck yeah. Okay? Unless you do more of what makes you feel powerful. It gets you in the right mindset. It gets you in the frequency of, you know, nothing can fucking break you. There's nothing that can fuck with who you are, what you want, and what you came here to do. There's nothing that has power over you. There's nothing that can drain you or keep you down. And the most important of all, when life is in your fucking face and just doesn't stop, it keeps you sane. But the thing is, you can't willpower yourself into this mindset and into this frequency. You can't think your way into power. You have to move your body into it. You have to be it. It's so simple. You have to back yourself up and do what makes you powerful and just bathe in the fuck yeah adventure vibe. No matter what's going on, no matter how I feel, I show up for these things and I hit pause on everything else. You know, my emotions, my thoughts. It's just pause. Pause to allow myself to flow in my power, my joy, in my frequency, and just perform like a motherfucker. And at that moment, nothing else matters. It's like, if you're my client, you know, not working out, not being in some kind of sport, not actively planning adventures all the fucking time, it's like, who are you? And what did you do to yourself? This is like the foundation of being a wild entrepreneur. You can't fully function without it. You just can't. You're not switched on. And yet so many of us get so fucking absorbed in our projects, in our fucking problems, that we push everything aside, you know. Fucking tunnel vision on fixing things. But you can't fix shit or build things that truly matter unless you are being you. And that's fucking wild. It's like pressure and problems do not control you. Shitty circumstances don't put a dent in your dreams. You were not born to be a fixer, okay? You were born to be a creator. And creators don't shrink into survival mode. They build something bigger than the problem.